Hi, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Pull up a chair for your seat at the table as we continue to talk about manifestation and the laws of attraction.
We have a special guest here today.
Very special.
Thank you for joining us. She is very special.
Thank you for having me.
She is very special. So,
hi, y'all.
Last week we were talking about manifestation, and I actually shared a list. It wasn't a vision board, but it was a list, and it was a real thing that I had created probably 8 to 10 years ago.
Right.
And when I knew we were going to talk about this subject, I, you know, searched to find it. And when I found it, and there was a couple different lists there, but when I was going through them, my mind was just blown because so many of those things on that list I had checked off, but I hadn't even thought about it.
Hadn't even realized it,
which I think is the importance to it. So wanted to talk about that and continue on because I truly believe that you can have the life that you want to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Wait, when did you write that list?
It was probably 8 to 10 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder if you were even focused on it more. You wrote it and forgot about it.
That's just it.
So I wonder how much quicker it would have all come to fruition.
Well, I was focusing on it for a long time.
Oh, okay.
And then I had forgotten about it, you know, and how life goes on. And like I said, there was also multiple lists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for me to reflect back on it now, I could see, I remember what was going on in my life at that time, because if you recall, I said I had a list of things I was grateful for and then a list of things that I wanted or wished for.
Right.
So, and then you could see I had arrows because it was just a laundry list on a spiral notebook, but I had arrows from the column of wishes to the columns of what's grateful for because those things had come true.
Well, and, I don't know her, our psychic, do we call her?
Yeah.
I've been learning a bunch in these classes that I take with our psychic, Dinny, and she's on social media. You guys should put her at there, but it's like the Sober Manifester.
And what is it? Say it again.
The Sober Manifester.
Okay.
And I do these classes with her on Wednesdays, but she was saying how, like, think about what you want and how you'll feel once you have it.
That's a huge part of it. Remember I mentioned The Secret?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
In The Secret, they're like, you don't just manifest something.
Right.
When you think about it, you feel it as if you're already in the moment.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Well, and one thing you had mentioned that you learned in there too, Paige, was like, let's say you want to buy a house.
Right.
And you want to manifest that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, I will buy a house, or it's when I buy a house, or when you're out shopping.
Or my dream house is.
Or you're out shopping. I'm going to buy this picture for the wall in my new house.
Exactly.
Well, and she said, I liked this. Like, if you're out shopping, but your end goal is to buy this new house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, I should get this for your current house. But then you think, well, should I buy that because I'm about to get a new house? And, do I want to move that over? Do I want that in the new house?
Right.
And, even colors. We were talked one day about, where do you feel safe? So I'm, thinking about this room. And she's, put a color to that feeling.
Oh.
And then bring those colors into your life. Because then you're heightening the energy even more. And you're going to draw in what it is you're wanting from that energy, you know?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. I just watched this movie, and it's kind of non-relevant, but part of it is. And the part of it is that this girl wanted, this young, you know, sophomore in high school, wanted to go to Princeton. And she had a preliminary meeting with them.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, had done everything academically and, you know, all the extracurricular. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was just fixated on that path. And the last question that the person asked her was, how would you describe the color of gold to a blind person?
Wow.
Right? That's kind of mind-blowing.
I just got the chills.
So when you say that about the color, you know, you really have to get into it more than that. Not oh, it's purple because it's my favorite color, but it's the whole mood. It's everything. It's how would you describe
the feeling
your color?
That it brings you. Yeah.
Right, right.
Gold, though, little side note, gold is, I guess, at its highest value right now. So if you're trying to sell it.
I do have a whole handful of rings that are from my exes. That yesterday I went to a jewelry store and just
and
just had them cleaned. And they're like, "Did you get the ring here?" I'm like, "No," but they cleaned it anyway. That's so funny. And then today I was like, "And now it's all sparkly, all the diamonds." And I'm like,
"Yeah."
Come on, like, but you can't, jewelry, there's such a high markup on it, you don't really get much of a
return on it. But this guy, I guess, bought, anyway, the thing is, that's a good leeway into, I hate money, I don't really love when people talk about manifesting money, but what I do like is thinking that, so money's the tool.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we're not manifesting, okay, if you are manifesting money, what are you going to do with that money, and how is that thing going to make you feel?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Not, yeah. I want money, I will be a millionaire. Just to what have do you money. Why do you want the money? What is the end goal of that money?
Right.
I like that, thinking of that way a lot more than it's just somebody wanting a bunch of money.
Well, when I wanted my house, it wasn't, there wasn't a number on it. Like, I didn't have a budget for my house. And the funny part is now that I have my house that I had on my, you know, list. And it's so funny because, and it's kind of, and I always say to people, it's not really my dream house, which is funny. It is what I had manifested for. Yeah. It's a bigger house with beds for all of my children and all of that. But then look up, I live underneath a mountain with multi-million dollar houses. And then I'm like, why the heck didn't I manifest one of those? Like, what the heck?
Yeah, but
I
start.
Did put money on
what
it.
What a better way to manifest. Happy. You get to look at it every day. You can look. It's a actual.
But I'm still not really thinking up there. I only do when I drive through. Right. You know, there's the drive that we take that I took last night.
Yeah.
That, you know, winds through our neighborhood. But it's funny, but I don't usually think about that. And I'm happy I did get what I wanted, but like, why didn't I dream bigger? And I always told my kids that when they were little, like, if you're going to dream, dream big, because sometimes dreams do come true.
It's true. Yes, please.
You manifested the location.
I did.
Absolutely, you did.
That's true.
I always wanted to live in that subdivision. She lived there.
So when they were building them.
So it is my dream location. But why didn't I dream bigger is kind of what I'm saying.
That
but you're right.
To you. You but always wanted to live there from little girl time.
Yes.
But then it goes back to, like, you say, like, why didn't I dream bigger? But, like, you got what you wanted. Maybe, like, what would dreaming bigger have done? Like, if you're really, like, would it have been fulfilling to you? Like, maybe we're just so conditioned to be like, oh, I want the biggest thing and the best thing. And, like, but when we sit down and look at ourselves, we're like, wait, do I want that?
I was just thinking about that.
Is that what will make me happy?
Yeah, I had always pictured myself in a newer home that was big and elaborate.
Right.
And when it really came down, I mean, quite honestly, when it came down to buying a house, I couldn't afford that anymore because of the market. But I'm actually grateful because we did downsize. We bought, I mean, this is what I consider my dream home.
Right.
You know,
and it's beautiful. Yes.
And
but you're also empty nesters now.
We are. Yeah. So that's great. But, you know, as we've been living here over the last year, you know, we have such an issue right now with people on the streets, and it's just heartbreaking, but it's really frustrating too.
The homeless population.
Because I can't go anywhere without seeing it. And that's, I know that's so horrible to say.
Yeah, that opens up a whole new topic.
I was going to say, I was thinking, well, I wish we could have our house in a different neighborhood. And then I thought, why am I saying that? Our neighbors are amazing. They look out for us.
Right.
We look out for them. Like, so it kind of forces me to be a little more grateful, you know, like you said, why didn't I dream bigger? Well, I mean, think about the big
picture.
But
we're both happy where we are. Exactly. And you have a great house. Yeah. I have a great house. You have a great house. We all have great houses. And it's in the neighborhood that we wanted because we all want to be close together.
We're all
because
very close.
We are each other's
support.
Support, right? Well, it takes a village, our village.
I hate living on because it's so loud.
We are.
I always wanted to live on it.
But we're our own village. We're so lucky.
I can't sleep without a box fan because I live in my house.
You manifested it.
But we're so lucky because we are each other's village. But we don't want to be that far from each other, right? Like, because we know what that means, right? Mm-hmm. You know, but when we're close together, so we are each other's village. But so we had a very short, small geographic area that our dreams could come true.
Absolutely.
But we could have went up to the mountains, okay. But we're happy and we have beautiful houses.
Initially, Paige and I thought we would go closer to downtown.
Right.
Well, that was initially the conversations we were
having. But, like, in regards to manifesting.
Yes.
Reel us back in, Paige.
In regards to manifesting, just hearing all this, and I already like wrote this down earlier in the week, but I think it's so important to like really dig into like just like questioning yourself and like what you want and why you want it, because like you were just saying, like the house that you always pictured was like this, you mm-hmm. know, and same for me. Mm-hmm. And it also made me think of like our wedding, like mm-hmm. you don't yes. realize the conditioning that's played a part in your life, yes. because once we got down to planning a wedding, this giant wedding I always thought I wanted did not even feel aligned with who I am at all. Like,
right.
And so I think it's important to like, maybe, and you don't have to write, like Denny always says, like, she's like talking a lot about like how you don't have to write to manifest.
Okay.
Just thoughts, right?
Or a vision board. Like I said, you don't have to have a vision board.
I just made a list. Yeah, right.
I generally am.
I have lists all over my phone, my office.
Yeah. I enjoy writing. Yeah. So if you enjoy writing, but like I think it is important to at least sit down and journal or think about, mostly journal, because it really gets out more than you like mm-hmm. are realizing. What it is that actually does align with what makes you happy and what feels right.
And who you are.
Yeah, and who you are.
Yeah.
I love that, the journaling. I'm not a big journaling. I did when I was like off and on. And I remember when I did, I was much younger and thinking, you know what, you should really do this because someday this is going to be one hell of a fucking story.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. You know what?
I know, I didn't mean to cuss.
No, Paige actually stumbled upon my journal from when I was younger. No,
oh, my goodness gracious.
It is very funny.
It is a trip.
Really?
It is a trip. I mean, she's talking about, crazy things. I'm like, I was playing with dolls and, like, whatever at 13. And she's like, I'm going to beat this bitch up. Literally, bro. I was like, Ashley, holy shit.
But, you know,
let's reel it back in.
Like you said, when you were reading your list that you had created so that you could manifest these things, when you read it later, you went back to what was going on at that time in your life. And that journal entry that I wrote, going back to what was going on at that time in my life, my home life was very, very tumultuous and scary, and there was a lot going on, and I was really, really struggling, and it shows because you do see as you read through my journal entries the ups and downs, the highs and lows. And I remember when she read that, I said, what is the date on that? And it was literally months before my dad passed away.
Did you notice a change in your penmanship? I had that in my journal.
Sometimes your penmanship is way different.
It gets very sloppy.
Some was very pretty. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't even believe I wrote that nicely.
Yeah.
Like, it was very mm-hmm. different. Every entry had different penmanship.
Yeah. There was like, just, it's really, it's really cool to go back to that stuff. So, yeah, journaling is, and I really need to get back into it. I haven't done it since I was 15.
They still recommend it, right?
Journaling's great.
Yeah.
And parents, let's foster this kind of thing in our children. My daughter's dad read her diary, as she called it, when she was like 5, and she threw it away, and she will never write again, she says.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's a thing.
15 almost.
They need to know that they have a private outlet.
And you know what? And I always said, and more I think, more than journaling, when my oldest was young, was the notes. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The girls or the whatever, the kids would write notes to each other.
Yeah.
And she ended up staying with one of my best friends, like in Wickenburg, a little small town. You know, she was a teenager and having problems. So she went and stayed with her for a little while. And she found a note. And I'm like, oh my gosh, don't read it. Like, whatever you do, don't read it. Right. Because you're going to be horrified. You know, maybe, maybe not. But they also need that privacy. So don't read your kids' journals. I think that's our point. Let them
express themselves. I mean, it's all inclusive because this is all discovering yourself, manifesting, all of it.
Is about you
and what you want and what makes you feel good. But really quick about reading notes. 8th grade, in love with a girl. We wrote notes all the time. And I was in love. Love, a genuine love. Like, it was so sweet.
Of course.
And so we wrote notes back and forth all the time. She gets home one day from school. Every note I wrote her, her mom was laying on the bed reading the notes. They were all scattered all over.
Her mom
made her block me, wouldn't let her talk to me. Carolyn goes,
It's okay. It's okay. There's a gazillion Carolyns out there. Okay, I always name drop and then be like, oh.
Whatever.
Yeah,
but like,
it's all good.
Yeah, man. Fuck that. Yeah, fuck.
Oh. More cuss words. More cuss words.
We are definitely going to have to. Sorry, somebody came in here and started cursing a lot. We kicked them out. But, yeah, so her mom is reading all the notes and made her block me. And well, I got a text and it said, my mom read all these notes. I'm like, and no, we weren't saying terrible things. We're in eighth grade.
Right.
But I wrote, like, babe. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Oh, my God. This woman saw that I called babe, like, another girl babe. But, anyway, don't read your kids.
Don't read.
I think that her dad did it because he felt like that was the only way to get to know her. And that's a whole different
topic. True. That's true.
His problem.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't get to know your kid by reading their secrets.
Right. But I think the moral to the story is, you know, it encourage your children to write a journal or, you know, it because I think that is so helpful on so many different levels, but 100% just don't read it. Respect their privacy. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, I don't know there, where's that fine line? Where's that fine line? Right.
Yeah.
Because nowadays there's so much more pressure on our children. We all know this. We've talked about it. Unless you feel it's an emergency, unless you feel it's a life and death crisis.
Yeah, sure.
Don't read it. Don't read it.
Like a mom, but I feel like
you are a mom.
But
anyway,
like a mom in the sense of like I didn't raise like a kid like that. But like if I feel like based off my relationship with my mom, I knew she knew me so well that like she would have also known if I might need to look at her journal.
Yes. Yes. Right.
And I think you guys know that too about your kids.
Like, you can tell when your child is going through something.
If you're communicating and connecting with them at all.
Talk to them first, right? You want to try to talk to them first.
Right.
And communicate with them
first. On a daily basis, because that is how you do know eventually, oh, something's off.
What's going on. Yeah. Yeah, but I also think, yes, I think that encouraging them to journal is huge. And, you know, like we said, it's fun to go back to that years later. And it also kind
of when it's your own. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I never thought about that period of my life much until she read that journal entry. And I was, then I really kind of thought about that period in my life. It was like, that was a very hard time. Yeah. And I just kind of put it in a box and put it on the shelf.
Oh, I'm the same
way. You know?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, so many lives. Like, I feel like I've had so many lives. I've lived so many different lives. And then some people, you know, would call them seasons, right?
Yeah, so I think just another big thing is we said, like, how when you're manifesting, whatever it is you're manifesting, think how will it make you feel, but don't think how will I get it.
Yeah.
Just feel
it. Put it out there in the universe.
Yes. Right.
You just put it out there in the universe and trust that the universe will bring it back to you.
Yeah.
So you brought out an interesting piece of paper. Do you want to talk about it?
So I totally forgot, but right before me and Ash had our offer accepted on the house, we looked at a few other houses, and like things kind of weren't working out that well. So then, anyway, we loved this house.
We had some backups, but we didn't like them as much as this one.
So. And so the one night I wrote on a piece of paper, our new home, and I said, we are so thankful and excited to move into our new home. And I put the address and dated it. November 28th, 2022, I wonder. I think it was that next day that they accepted it. But
I could find the
email. I made Ashley sign it, and I signed it, and then I put it under my pillow and slept on it. And then it worked.
And then now you have the house.
I know.
And we're actually recording our podcast from your new house.
We're actually recording the podcast in this perfect little den. And another thing of manifesting, because now I'm just thinking, remember when I first moved into the house with you and the kids? And I, like, kind of needed a space because I was like, this is crazy.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot when you move. Yeah.
And I felt the same way.
So she, like, got this chair and put it in the corner of our bedroom with, like, a lamp and everything. And it was nice, but it wasn't, you know, this room,
I tried
this
to
den.
Find somewhere that you could have your own space.
And, like, this den, I do have my own space now, and it's so crazy. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, we're living alone, but it's still even nice to, she's in the living room watching Dateline and I'm in here.
So it wasn't really the kids she wanted to get away from.
Right away, I wanted to get away from you.
And you had actually manifested that into your new house. So you each have your own spaces.
Yes.
Right?
And she has her office too, which is just her vibe totally.
Oh, I love my office.
It's so nice.
So I think it's important to, you know, just think about what you want, right? Like, it's so easy to focus on all the negative things because they're just, I don't know, it's always easier to focus on the negative, and I don't know why, but you have to just train your brain.
Well,
and
you do that, you get more of the negative. It's the same way.
Absolutely. The laws of attraction.
Exactly. You guys brought me back to what I was searching for that whole time.
Okay.
Be careful what you're putting out there and what you wish for. Yeah, be careful what you wish for, bottom line. Because, like I said, one, you could think you want this thing, but you aren't actually analyzing it and understanding why you want it or if you want it. And then the other is just saying, oh, this shitty stuff always happens to me.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, no shit, you're going to have more
about
shitty.
What you don't want
Like, oh, I don't have any money. I don't have this.
I don't have any money is such a powerful statement.
That, yeah, that's especially like, in today's world and economy.
Let us reaffirm that for you.
Right.
I'm a true believer in that if you have gratitude and a plethora of gratitude, good things will come to you. That doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to happen. They do. There's a lot of that stuff you don't have control of. You do have control of how you handle it.
And how you respond.
And how you respond to it. Yes.
Right.
But I always tell the kids, through that, having gratitude.
Yes.
Regardless,
you can't help what happens to you, but you can. Only thing you can control is how you react to it, right? But then to be grateful for it too is really something, because I think that's where a lot of us get stuck. And even if you're in a bad place right now, you know, just don't try. It's hard to do it. You have to condition your mind, but don't think about that. You have to think about what you want and how you can manifest what you want. But we also touched on this in our last episode. You can't just think about what you want or create a vision board or write it down. There has to be some actions
some
taken
work.
As well.
Absolutely.
And some work, but maybe don't, you know, obsess about it.
Right.
You know, you just want it, but, and it's not all the little things you want, but I think that the things that you really, really, really want in life, that you see yourself in, whether it be a new house, a new relationship, no relationship, you know, a new job, whatever it is, you just have to, you know, think about it, really want it, visualize yourself there.
And balance it with being grateful for what you already have.
Exactly.
Because
absolutely.
Yeah. We all want things, and it doesn't have to be material. It can be just a relationship. It can be anything like that. But you also have to balance your wants
it can
with
even
your
be
gratitude.
Like, I mean, you know, like, this is such a conversation that, like, it's everyone's, like, own thoughts pretty much. But, like, I just wonder if it could even be, like, manifesting more patience. Or like,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Like, it doesn't
especially
always,
if you're,
like, I feel like people really jump
things about
to material.
Yourself that you recognize that you can work on or that you don't like about yourself or anything like that. Absolutely.
Or addictions.
Yes.
Part of mine was an addiction,
like
right?
Like,
on all of my lists, it said quit smoking, quit smoking, quit smoking. You know, for me, but for someone else, it might be something, and I don't even want to say more serious, because clearly, smoking
serious.
Is serious,
yeah,
right? Any addiction is serious, and but it could be anything like that.
Well,
so
I think
it's holding
then,
on to what you have and being grateful,
Because, like, I definitely agree that, like, it takes action, because that's, like, my big thing. Because if I think, like, I want to be a, I don't know.
Rock star.
Like, obviously, I can't just lay in bed and be like, ooh, I want to be a rock star.
Well, you will be soon, because you practice guitar.
So, in regards to the action on the on whatever you're trying to achieve, so when I was saying, like, patience, I think people need to recognize that, and even myself, that if you're asking for patience, you're going to be put in situations where you're going to have to be patient. And, like, in that moment is when you should realize, this is what I'm... So then the action is practicing patience.
Yes.
Just like the action for me would be practicing guitar.
Right.
Like,
And I think that's important because I'm a goal-oriented person and a list person, so I like to write things down and I want to do this and by when, because sometimes I kind of need that motivation. But I think it's okay just to let this go when you manifest.
Right.
You know, I think it's okay just to let it go and try not to put a timeline on it.
But to know that... to know that you can't, you're not going to wake up the next morning and say, oh, manifesting isn't working because now I'm not patient. Right. No, you need, you're going to become patient because you're going to be put in situations where you have to be patient.
Right.
And if you aren't patient, you're going to continue to get taught how to be.
And it might not be pretty. If it's a goal that you have, you're going to be more aware of it.
Right.
And some things you can put a timeline on, but the bigger things and the things that really you want to manifest in your life, like a man in your life or maybe even a career change, maybe not pinpoint it, you know? And I do that in my professional life. It's like, oh, I don't want to pinpoint myself. I always try to be very vague and open-ended question, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that I don't pigeonhole myself into something, but I think that's important in, you know, manifesting as well. But sometimes I think it is good to, you know, put a deadline on something because it kind of lights a fire, if you will. But don't ever be discouraged. Continue to try and be hopeful, right? I think it's all about hope. And especially when, and I think
be
it's...
Be hopeful, kids. There's a light at the end of the tunnel.
But I think in today's world where I actually have been suffering recently with anxiety, and I've never... you know, had anxiety in my life, and I'm thinking, what is going on? But I honestly just feel it's just the age and the day and the age that we're in, right? So, and I can't pinpoint why I have anxiety or even what it's from, but it affects a lot of things. But, you know, but I think to your point is just to be patient and just to be calm. I think that's why it's more important now, because the stress levels are through the roof of where we were before.
Right. Which can affect your health. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True that. I forgot I was on a midlife podcast.
what is she doing here? Yeah.
She doesn't even go here. And you guys probably don't. Okay. I just want to say that it's been so nice being on this podcast. And I want all the midlife women out there to know you're beautiful and you're actually better than the 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds.
Aww. Oh, thank you.
Paige has a thing for older women. So. Yeah.
Especially if you're a mom.
Wow.
All right. Well, that wraps it up for today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. Embrace the change.
Join the conversation. And join us next week while we talk again about dating. We've had such an outrageous and great response to our episode on dating. And we've had so many of our listeners bring things to our attention that we have investigated and tried and that we have to talk about.
Yes.
So we will see you next week when we talk about dating. And we also have a very special guest joining us.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.